Dear Bill, I'm afraid I've not got long to write. I'm off to Mary's, you know how she feels about bridge night. It's been a few days. I thought that I'd send a few lines. Next door's greyhound came into the garden this morning. I think he likes the roses. They're doing fine. I use some twine to tie them up and rein them in. I hope they'll bloom next spring, but you'll see that for yourself. I'm following the instructions you left in your note. Please devote all your time to their care. And I have done, I swear. Except for the talking, I'm not going to do that. 'Cause talking to roses is mad, and you knew that. When you whispered sweet nothings to flowers to make my dad cross and me laugh, and it did. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone to do. Your sister sends her love, of course, and your mother is the same as ever. Diana's piano is getting much better. Well, I say better. I really just mean louder, but as she tells me, that's pretty much the same. Well, it makes a change from all of the noise and the sirens, and sometimes from all of the silence. With six rounds of jingle bells, and we wish you a Merry Christmas, even though it is June. And it's been a long summer, but she wants to be perfect for her older brother. She hopes you'll be home again soon. No, she knows you'll be home again soon, and it's fine, and we're fine. It's nice to watch her get better with time. I suppose they just miss you. I know they just miss you. And I'm not going to argue with that. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone to do. And I'm trying my best to write everything down, to fill in the gaps so that when you're around, it'll be like you've never been gone. As if you'd been here all along. 'Cause you can't just miss out on the songs. And to tell you the truth, Tom, your roses aren't thriving. Without you, they're dull. Don't worry, they're surviving. But I've tried all the tricks that you put in your note, and I've watered the soil till it started to float. And no, I've not talked to them. I'm not going to talk to them. There's something you have that I just don't have. And since you're off gallivanting, it's only fair that you know that your roses, quite frankly, were the first things to go. And no, you're not gallivanting. I don't mean gallivanting. It's just frustrating for you to be right when I have to do both the sides of this fight. But it's good to hear you, even just in my head. And the roses just miss you. I know they just miss you. And I'm not going to argue with that. There's so much to do when you come back. And I know that they say that it's all for a cause, our brave boys out fighting a war to end wars. But it's like they don't see that when you're far from me, our roses don't get the conversation they need, which just seems unfair. I'm stuck here and you're there. I suppose I just miss you. I know I just miss you. Even now I still miss you. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone.